All right, as Bobby mentioned there, Dorian is approaching the coast of the Carolinas, and forecasters say it could make landfall in North Carolina. Now, if it does, it'll be the first Category 3 storm to hit that state in more than 20 years. So there are now mandatory evacuation orders in places like Dare County, North Carolina. Robert Woodard is the chairman of the Dare County Board of Commissioners. He's on the line with me now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ms. King.
So where are you at this moment, and what are you seeing?
I am physically in Manteo on the mainland at our emergency management office. We have a facility here, and we're getting ready to have another control group meeting with our control group at 8 o'clock this morning. So I'm on the mainland, but I physically live on the Barrier Island in Kill Devil Hills.
And the Barrier Islands are quite vulnerable, as I understand it?
Yes. Yes, ma'am, they are. We're 100 miles of a Barrier Island. It's only about a quarter of a mile wide. So we are very, very concerned about this storm. Our visitors have been very diligent in getting out. We had a mandatory evacuation over 300,000. We have our citizens are very, very resilient, but we've had a lot of our citizens have evacuated, and our businesses are closed, and so we're hunkering down and preparing for it. But it is very, very concerning about the storm surge on the sound side, as well as getting a possible direct hit. I am so concerned about our citizens in Hatteras Island, because that sticks out so far, and we're going to have some major flooding issues in Hatteras, if not even some severe wind damage. So yeah, we're very concerned about the storm.
What are the specific conditions you've been told to prepare for in places like Hatteras? What are they saying might happen?
Well, right now, this morning, the early report is on sound side. We've got they've increased that from a 4 to a 6 foot surge, and then what you have to do is consider the wind. So you're going to have to add another 2 feet to that. So that would take the surge anywhere from 7 to 9 feet, so or 8 feet. So that's very, very serious. With these 20 and 25 foot seas off our coast, we could have some breaches between the ocean and the sound. We've had that before during Izzy. So we're very, very concerned about that in Hatteras Island. And on our northern beaches in Nags Head, Kill Devil Hills, Kitty Hawk, the Duck, Southern Shores. So
you've just got a lot of worries on your mind right now. Let me ask you: is Dare County ready for this hurricane?
Yes, ma'am, we are. Yeah. Our sheriff's department, our EMS, all of our folks. We have them strategically placed, and they're prepared to do whatever is necessary when any emergency issues arise with our citizens. So this is certainly not our first rodeo. We've been through this many, many, many times, but we're fully prepared to do what it takes to assist our citizens if they get in harm's way.
Okay, and let me ask you, to the people who did decide to stay put, what's your message to them?
My message to them is just to hopefully they've hunkered down and they've taken the necessary steps to protect themselves and their residents and be prepared for this.
Just be prepared. Bob Woodard is the chairman of the Dare County Board of Commissioners in North Carolina. Sir, thank you.
Thank you.